When you have to stop but don't really want to, stop at BP. Because BP has everything you need to keep it going. Fuel to keep the adventures going. The BP Me app to keep the savings and the commutes going. Snacks and drinks to keep the crew going. And the BP Me Rewards Visa to keep the rewards going and going and going. A stop at BP isn't a stop at all. Keep it going.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
BSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two of the program here on Wednesday, July 3rd, America Eve. And while it is indeed a beautiful day on the South Coast, it's also a sad day because we are all mourning the loss of former District Attorney Paul Walsh. We can take your calls on Paul at 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. I will say Chris McCarthy will have a lot more to say about it coming up at 9 a.m. on South Coast Now. As a personal friend of Paul Walsh and the Walsh family, so he can offer more insight and more about the man. I didn't really know him. I'd only encountered him here at WBSM. So everybody that I know that dealt with him said that he was a great guy to deal with. And, of course, the tributes will be pouring in. We'll update that story at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app as they do. We also got some news yesterday about the planned opening date for Ollie's in New Bedford. If you remember back in, I think it was March, we told you about the fact that Ollie's was coming to town. The former Shaw's supermarket on Kings Highway and the Fieldstone Marketplace was finally going to have new life. They were splitting the building up. It was going to be part Ollie's and part Restaurant Depot. But Ollie's is scheduled to open up on July 31st. They'll be open from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. on Wednesday, July 31st. That'll be the first day. And you'll get a chance to get some of their discounted items. So are you excited for that? I mean, I've been keeping an eye on some of the progression of the new retail spots in the area. We have Harbor Freight Tools opening over by Job Lot here behind the radio station in Fairhaven, which I know a lot of folks who frequent Harbor Freight are excited about. We have Burlington opening in the fall over in the Fairhaven Commons Plaza, and I've been keeping an eye on that as well. When I go over to the gym each day, I usually drive by the Burlington to see what's kind of going on. Sometimes if I ride my bicycle over there or walk over to Walmart, I'll pop my head and see what's going on. And so far, they're just refurbishing the inside of the store. But that's expected to open in the fall. And of course, now we have Ollie's that'll be opening July 31st. And out of all of them, I mean, I can't understand why there's so much negativity toward Ollie's. Harbor Freight, people are excited about because the people who know about it will go there. The people who don't know about it, they don't really know what to expect. You'll like it. If you need tools, if you need hardware stuff, if you need something for the car, if you need something for the yard, you'll love Harbor Freight. People are down on the idea of the Burlington because they're judging all Burlingtons based on the Dartmouth Burlington, which, yes, you know, let's be honest, it has a tendency to get messy. But the last couple times I've been in there, they've been doing a much better job of keeping it neat. Maybe somebody listens to WBSM and heard your calls. But they've been doing a much better job of it. But if you go to the Fall River Burlington, you don't really have those same issues. If you go to, I've gone to the Brockton Burlington. I've gone to the Raynham Burlington. If you can't tell, I'm a Burlington shopper. And they've had no problems. There's also a tendency, I think, that people who have never been there think that it's still Burlington Coat Factory. And even Burlington Coat Factory was never just coats. But that's how it, you know, got the name, was because it was originally surplus coats. But they've had so much more. I mean, I remember in 1990 buying a t-shirt at Burlington Coat Factory in Braintree. In living color. It was the first time I saw an In Living Color t-shirt. It was a Homie the Clown shirt. They had a whole bunch. They had that. They had the Homeboy Shopping Network. They had a couple others. And my parents were like, you can get one. We don't want you wearing an In Living Color shirt every day to school. Have a little diversity in your wardrobe, Tim. You can get one. You know, wear Beavis and Butthead on Tuesday. Wear The Simpsons on Wednesday. Wear Steve Urkel on Thursday. But so it's more than just coats. It's, in fact, coats are a very small portion of what they have over there now. But it's still a great place to go for a coat if you're looking for one. So that's coming up in the fall. But Ollie's, too, is getting a lot of negativity, it seems, from people who are just calling it another junk store. Oh, it's just Building 19 all over again. Well, but it's not. It's probably closer to Job Lot than it is Building 19. Although it has adopted the milieu of Building 19 and the slogan of Building 19, good stuff cheap. It is probably more along the lines of a Job Lot. But from all accounts, all the Ollies in the area, my parents go to the one in Kingston, you know, or Plymouth. That it's, you know, it's brighter, it's cleaner, it's I think people see Job Lot and they equate it to the Job Lot that's over on Kings Highway, which, let's face it, is not a stellar example of the Job Lot chain. Nothing against the people that work there, but you've got high shelves that end up dimming the light so it's dark in the store. They've got a lot of stuff packed into a small space, so it feels tight and cramped. Then you go over to a Job Lot like the one here in Fairhaven, and you say, oh, that's what a Job Lot looks like. So anyway, you're getting these new stores. Now, what is the downside to this is we are now finding out that the remaining Bob's stores are closing. And if you've never been to a Bob store, I'm not talking about the furniture store. And I think a lot of people were sharing this story around yesterday when it broke and made the mistake of thinking that it was the furniture store. You know, the guy who was on the commercials, I doubt it. And then I guess he must have passed away. Or moved away or something, because he doesn't do the commercials anymore. They now have like the Claymation Bob that does the commercials instead. But that's not what these stores are. They're not the furniture store. This is the Bob stores that were, they had like a lot of sports type stuff. A lot of athletic gear, sneakers, you know, they had other things, casual things too. But it was, you know, it was just very heavily sports in all the times that I went in there. And there was one in Randolph, kind of across from the Randolph Theater, that I would stop in from time to time when I was up in that area and I had time. And I bought some sneakers in there in the past. You know, I wear Nike. I used to wear exclusively Nike, but I've diversified my shoe game these days. But they would have big sales, like 70% off sales. And so I would stop in there and get some sneakers. And the remaining Bob stores, including the one in Randolph, are having sales now 30 to 70% off their regular prices. There's 21 Bob stores remaining, including one in Rhode Island and six in Massachusetts. There's one in Attleboro, too. So if you've always wanted to experience a Bob store, well, now's the time to do it. In fact, I might have to stop in to the Randolph one sometime soon for one last visit. So you're getting new stores, other stores closing up. We get new restaurants, other restaurants close up. Freestones has now been listed on the market for sale. D&B Burgers is on the market for sale. This is the ebb and flow of the business world. You know, and everybody likes to point out and say, oh, it's the Biden economy. Look, the Biden economy is causing all these businesses to close. Yeah, but there's other businesses that are opening and expanding. This happens in any economy. Some businesses open, some businesses close. Could the economy be better? Of course. But I'm just saying, it's not, these aren't panic points. So I don't know if you've ever shopped at a Bob store. I don't know if you are excited about Ollie's. I don't know if you care about Burlington or if you'll ever use Harbor Freight. But it's good that there's options here, and it's good that there are businesses that are coming to the South Coast and investing in the South Coast. And maybe, just maybe, as we're getting more of these stores, as we're getting more Starbucks, the Starbucks in Fairhaven is supposed to open in the fall. Maybe, just maybe, that Trader Joe's or Whole Foods is around the corner. I know so many of you are holding out hope. Maybe, just maybe. You can send app chat messages and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. We got a couple messages here. Sketty says, I really want a part-time job at Ollie's. As of yesterday, the parking lot has all been torn up outside of the store, and it's completely fenced off. She says, I'm excited for Burlington as well. Yeah, the Ollie's, they were doing a lot of work over there. In fact, I said yesterday as I was writing the story and trying to get it out, I said, well, I should drive over there and get some updated photos for the story. But then I remember that when I went over to Savers last week, you know, I left here one afternoon, went over to Savers. I drove through that lot and it didn't look like anything had really changed. I mean, I'm sure they're doing a lot of work on the inside, but you know, as Sketty pointed out, everything's fenced off. So it's not like I can walk up to it and take a photo in the window. Jeff in Fall River says, hi, Tim. I go to Ocean State Job Lot, particularly to purchase olive oil, maple syrup, things of that nature. It's much cheaper than the big box store. I'm looking forward to Ollie's opening to check out what they have. Yeah, I mean, I'm going to go in when they open. I don't know if I'll be there opening day, but I'll certainly go. I've never been in one. As much as my parents have told me I have to go to the Plymouth one, I've never gone. But Jeff makes a great point. If you've ever gone through the food section at Job Lot, and I don't know that people do, because a lot of times you go to Job Lot for like a specific thing. Maybe something you see in the circular Or maybe, you know, I would always go to Job Lot for things for the yard. Need a new hose? I'm going to Job Lot. Want to get a couple of plastic Adirondack chairs for the front porch? Going to Job Lot. Like, that was always my go-to. And I was never really a wander around the store and see what they have kind of person. It was more like a go there because I'm looking for this. And they'll probably have it, and they'll have it cheaper than somewhere else. But the food section in Job Lot is pretty vast. But it's also a lot of stuff that you say, what is this? But Jeff makes a great point that olive oil, maple syrup, those things that you pay, you know, $8, $9, $10 a bottle for in the supermarket or in Walmart, over at Job Lot you can get for $3-4 or $4-6. Still saving a few dollars here and there. Let's take some calls here. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM. Oh, there you are. Hi, you're on the
air. Good morning. Good morning.
What's on your mind?
Hello. Yeah. I have a question for you. You came up with all the stores that's opening and stuff. I just drove by Building 19 yesterday, and they're building something huge in the back there. I don't know what it's going to be.
Everything that I've heard about what's going on at Building 19, I think that's what you're asking. You were kind of cutting out a bit, is that there's they're expanding the florists, like the plants. So they're expanding that, and then also a storage facility, I believe, is what's also going in there.
Yeah, it's something huge in the back. I don't know if it's going to be a supermarket or not.
Yeah, your phone's cutting out quite a bit. I'm sorry.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a good day. Yeah, it was just a little choppy there. But I think we got the gist of it. Let's go to another call here. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Mr. Weisberg.
How you doing?
I really don't know what you guys were talking about because I just came out of the blood lab. I had some blood taken out. And can I talk about yesterday when I went to Dartmouth Walmart?
Sure.
I did a little shopping there after my walk. And talk about prices going up. I really was stunned out of my mind. Now, for a package of ground beef that I used to buy, I would pay maybe $12 or $13 for it. Now the same weight and package is almost $18. Now that's a big jump. That's not a little jump. I also get the two, it comes in a big box. You get 5 dozen eggs. I used to pay $9 and something for 5 dozen eggs. It's up to $17.89. That is a high jump. So I won't be buying those eggs anymore. I mean, I know prices have to go up, but that's crazy, though.
I wonder, maybe not so much with the eggs, but with the meat. I wonder, is that like a 4th of July price gouge kind of thing? Like they know that people are going to be going out and buying that stuff for the grill?
Who knows? And now they got this other thing going on where instead of you looking at the shelf where the food is and you see the little price tag in the front of it on the shelf, now that's per pound now. You have to actually look at the package itself and look for the tag of the price that they put it on it. Some of them don't have it. Otherwise, you're going to take the package of your foods, go over to the little price machines, and scan it to see how much it is. Because a lot of seniors are going to go in there. They don't know what they're doing. They're going to end up going straight to the counter with their groceries, and they're going to end up paying $300, $400, $500 because they're changing it. And I think that is a way to fool us. I didn't know nothing about that barcode now they're showing. I mean, I know what it means. I knew what it meant. But they're changing what they're doing at the store. Now when you see the price on the shelf, that's not the price of the package. It's per pound now. So you actually have to look for the tag if they have a price tag on it. Because if they don't, you have to go to the little price machine. It's ridiculous.
I always thought they had the signs per pound. That wasn't the case before. It was a flat rate.
Well, I would, yes. It would just be the tag. It would say this package of ground beef would be something like $12.95 or whatever. Now it's talking about $12.95 a pound, if that's what it is. I couldn't believe it when I picked the package up. I said, this is the kind I always get. And I grabbed it, and then I saw the price on it. I said, the price? And I looked at the shelf, and I called the guy over. I said, hey, what's this? He goes, no, you got to go by the barcode now. I said, this is trickery all the way. You're trying to fool people. And because other things went up, too, which has nothing to do with the barcode. If you look at the things that are in cans or packages, like I like turkey spam. And when I got there now, it's almost $6 a can. When I used to pay $4.38 or $3.89, it's over $5. So I went home with a lot less groceries than I usually come home with, and now I'm going to really have to stretch it. So it's outrageous. I hope somebody else calls in that's been shopping within the last few days. And we know the prices go up almost every time we go in, but this is crazy. This is way up, almost double the price of the eggs. Come on.
Well, we'll see what we can find out. All right. You have a good day.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
And we will take more calls coming up, but I got to take a quick break here before we go to the news. We will be right back in just a few moments. And now it is time to go into the newsroom with WBSM's own Apollo Creed, right? Because that song was in Rocky IV. So just you want to be Apollo Creed tomorrow, Phil Devitt, dressed up all in red, white, and blue. You don't want to be Carl Weathers' other character, Chubbs, and be missing fingers after the 4th of July.
I'm staying away from all the explosive stuff.
Did you see that meme going around?
Not yet, no.
It's like July 4th, and it shows Carl Weathers all dressed up as Apollo with the red, white, and blue, and then it says July 5th, and he's Chubbs with the fingers missing. So it's a pretty good meme.
A cautionary tale.
Absolutely. All right. Well, that was an alligator. That wasn't fireworks, but still, you can end up looking the same way.
Stay away from alligators, too.
Yeah, don't mess around with those on the 4th of July either. All right, it is time to go now into the newsroom and get all the headlines of the day with Phil Devitt.
Democrat governors meeting with President Biden today with concerns about his fitness for office. Jamaica bracing for Hurricane Beryl and how to avoid getting sick on the 4th.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
The White House is claiming President Biden is fit to serve following last week's shaky debate performance. On Tuesday, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre was grilled about Biden's health and mental acuity during the debate and brushed it off as a bad night. Some Democrats have been raising concerns over Biden's prospects for re-election in November. In fact, members of the Democratic Governors Association will meet with Biden at the White House today. More from Mark Mayfield.
Biden is working to reassure Democrats that he is fit to be a candidate following a weak performance in last week's presidential debate. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz is the president of the Governors Association and will be one of several governors who will meet with Biden in person today. Walz supported the president following the debate, but other Democrats have expressed doubts about Biden's health and mental fitness. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Former President Trump's sentencing in his New York hush money case is being postponed until September. Scott Prinkle has the details on that.
Trump, who was convicted of falsifying business records leading up to the 2016 election, was scheduled to be sentenced next week. However, just one day after the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that Trump has partial immunity from prosecution, the judge announced a delay in the sentencing and set a new date for September 18th. Trump's defense team had requested the conviction be thrown out altogether following the immunity decision. Scott Pringle, NBC News Radio, New York.
The Supreme Court has decided not to hear a case on whether social media sites should be held responsible for what their users might say. The case involves a Texas teen who was reportedly groomed by his science teacher over Snapchat. His family sued the platform, saying the site enabled the abuse. The Department of Homeland Security says 116 Chinese migrants have been deported back home. The department said Tuesday it put the migrants on a chartered flight over the weekend and also said it continues to work with China to deter irregular migration and disrupt human smuggling. Jamaica is bracing for Hurricane Beryl. The National Hurricane Center's latest update predicts the storm will pass over or near the island nation later today. The storm is currently a Category 4 with maximum sustained winds of 145 miles per hour. Beryl has already claimed at least seven lives after devastating Grenada and St. Vincent and the Grenadines. A new report says investors are pouring billions into AI startups. PitchBook is a platform that keeps track of new tech companies and says while many have gone out of business over the past 2 years, the AI boom is stronger than ever. It says investors poured over $27 billion into American AI startups from April to June. Oscar-winning screenwriter Robert Towne has died. Towne won an Academy Award for the 1974 Jack Nicholson classic Chinatown and was nominated two more times. Critics widely considered him a master at writing dialogue. Robert Towne was 89. And we're talking about safety on the 4th of July. The CDC says food poisoning is the biggest thing to avoid at your 4th of July bash. Bree Tennis with the details.
Weber, the barbecue people, say start your party with a clean grill. The USDA says the biggest issues are undercooking meat, not keeping cold foods cold, and cross-contamination of raw foods. They say food poisoning hits about 1 in 6 Americans every year, with the time between Thanksgiving and New Year's Day the hot zone for illness. But bacteria grow faster in warmer weather, so be careful and wash your hands. I'm Bree Tennis.
WBSM Sports.
Well, the Red Sox beat the Marlins 8-3 last night. They are chugging along with a 3-game set that continues tonight in Florida, and the first pitch is set for 6:40.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
Mostly sunny skies start off the day, and you know what? We get to keep it, too. It's going to be a really beautiful day across the South Coast with a high close to 80. Overnight tonight, partly cloudy, your low near 64. And for Thursday, mostly cloudy, chance of an isolated shower late in the day, with a high once again near 80. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Kelly Bates on New Bedford's News Talk Station, 1420 WBSM.
I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Welcome back in, 508-996-0500. We also have app chat and open line voicemails open on the WBSM app. Really quickly, a couple of app chat messages that we got. Jackie in New Bedford says, I think Mary got ripped off, talking about the what she bought at Walmart. And Not Bad in Oak Bluff says, wow, Mary eats turkey spam? I never saw that one coming. She is an unabashed carnivore. She certainly is. And but turkey spam is good. Spam is actually much better than people give it credit for. In Hawaii, they love spam. They use it in almost everything. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, Tim. How are you doing this morning?
Good. How are you?
Well, not too bad. I went online yesterday to check out the drive-in sign.
Mm-hmm.
And I, from my lips to God's ears, all those years I drove by, I thought that was the moon and the clouds of darkness coming in to tell you it was on at nighttime. I never thought it was genitalia.
I think I like your idea better. I think that makes me feel a little bit more comforted.
Oh, my God. I saw that. I just got to call him back and tell him that. Well, thank you for bringing that up and shattering my thoughts of the old days.
Now you will never unsee it.
You got it that right, brother. Have a great day.
You as well. Take care. Yes, the rustic drive-in sign. It does. I mean, it. Let's be honest. If it looks like male genitalia, the male whose genitalia it is has some serious health problems, because there's part of it that's like really really bumpy. So I don't know. I would probably get a topical solution to help with that. Ask your doctor or pharmacist if it's right for you. But yes, the rustic drive-in, of course, one of the few remaining drive-ins in the area where you can actually go and see an outdoor drive-in movie. You know, during the pandemic, during lockdown, we tried to come up with a place where we could have a gathering of people and put on our own WBSM drive-in event where people could come and park their cars. And we're like, we could actually broadcast the audio from the movie over the WBSM app so that people could just tune in the app or tune in their radio and hear the movie and then watch it on the big screen. We have that technology. It would be amazing. But you know what we weren't thinking about? Getting the rights to do that is very, very expensive. So here we are thinking that we could, you know, put on this nice thing for people during the pandemic when they couldn't go to the movies. We could show you a movie, and then you start looking at what they charge for some of this. I was like, oh, it can't be that much. Like maybe like $1,000, $2,000 to show it. And we could get some sponsors in on it. You know, we could make it work. Not when you want to broadcast it on a public, you know, on a actual radio station, commercial radio station. It's a lot more money than that, way more money than we could have afforded. So, but you can still go to drive-ins, and they've upgraded the technology, so you don't have to have that little speaker on your car. You have the ability to tune in to an FM transmitter. You know, it might be like 89.4 or something, and you tune that in on your car, and then that's where the movie audio comes through, because those are smaller areas. We would be broadcasting on a actual radio signal that would go all over the South Coast, which would be terrible radio for people that weren't actually there watching the movie. But you know, you can still go to the movies, still go to the drive-in in Smithfield, North Smithfield, I believe it is, for the Rustic drive-in, the Wellfleet drive-in on the Cape, the Mendon Twin. Those are probably the closest ones around here. And then, of course, there are other places that do pop-up events. Like we were talking yesterday, Ariel has the story at WBSM.com and on the app about the Star Drive-In in Taunton, kind of like down there on the Taunton-Lakeville line area. They're going to be having movies all summer long on the big screen. So you can go down there and get your food and ice cream and watch the movies because they've got that big space. And then other, you know, other people do pop-up ones. Onset always had the movies that they would do at the band shell. I'm doing something in Worcester in the fall. They're going to be showing a Halloween movie in the park, and I'm going to go and give a presentation on the Bridgewater Triangle beforehand, which is kind of exciting because I'll be like, it'll be like on a big screen in front of everybody, and should be really cool. I'll let you know the details as we get closer. I'm booking a whole bunch of stuff for the fall. So, and all the fall events that I do are always free. All the libraries that I do and things like that. So you can come and hear me talk about weird stuff. In fact, I'm doing one on July 23rd. Right? It's a Tuesday. Is that the right date? Give me a second. July 23rd, we're doing Pizza and the Paranormal at the Dipper Cafe. So I'll be giving a talk on the Bridgewater Triangle, and they'll be, you know, offering up their South Shore-style bar pizzas for sale, and the drinks will be flowing, and it'll be a good time. Anyway, speaking of Ariel's stories at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app, she has one yesterday that if you are looking for a way to cool off this summer, you might not be aware that this exists. We talked the other day about, you know, splash pads and public pools that are in the area, and she has a list of those at WBSM.com and on the app, but she also put up a story yesterday. Massachusetts and Rhode Island pools that you can rent this summer. These are people who have pools in their yard and will rent them out to you by the hour. So you can have a pool party even though you don't have a pool. It's all done through a website called Swimply. And it's basically an Airbnb for pools. You go through and you pick which pool you are interested in. And what Ariel did is she put together a list of all of the ones in Massachusetts and Rhode Island. So you can see photos of what they look like and then click over on the photo or the title of the listing. And you can actually book them right there. And it starts off with a woman in New Bedford who for $40 an hour will let you come and swim in her private lake. And unlike a pool where it's limited to how many people you can bring, you know, you could bring eight people and swim in the lake for $40 an hour. That's less money than you're going to pay to go to Water Whiz, Water Country. And then you go through the list and you see some of them are, you know, $60 an hour, $70 an hour. Some of them are $100 an hour, but they offer different amenities, like you can use their grill or they have a jacuzzi. Some of them have water slides. I mean, there's so many different options to them. And each one is kind of unique in the design of the pool and the amenities that they offer. It's all in, you know, what you're looking for out of your pool experience. You want it, you want, I mean, most of them have like a 2-hour minimum for booking. But if you're somebody who has a house with a pool and you put a lot of work into opening the pool and, you know, pools are not cheap to maintain. And you say, you know, I barely ever use it. Well, then maybe Swimply is something that you want to look into. Because then people can come and pay you to let them use your pool. My mother-in-law had an in-ground pool when I was married, and she barely used it. It would only really be used if we used it. And I worked down the street, so I used to go over after work. But for the most part, it sat unused a lot of the time. So, you know, between her, myself, and my brother-in-law, we'd be, you know, cleaning the pool and checking all the chemicals. And there was a year where there was a problem with the pump and the filter, and we really had to put a lot of effort into fixing that, a lot of money. She could have been offsetting that by renting out the pool. And if you don't have a pool and you like to swim in a pool, it's a perfect thing for you to go to this website and be able to get yourself pool access. You just got to be okay with the fact that you're at somebody else's house that you don't know. Some of them have put porta potties out in the yard so that you can use those if you need to use them. Some of them have a pool house with a bathroom that you can use. I'm not going in somebody else's house, but I'll go in their pool house and use the bathroom. I'll use a porta potty. Most of them have you just walk into the yard, use the pool, you know, check in with them, use the pool and go home. Clean up after yourself. Don't leave a mess. But it sounds like a really good deal. And if you are interested in looking into that, WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Ariel has the story. And I think, especially people who live in the city but don't want to go to the beach because of the parking and the hassle of all that, you like to swim in a pool. See, I'm just a pool swimmer anyway. I prefer pools and ponds. Maybe I'll have to rent one of these. We'll have a little pool party. You want to come? You get a chip in. 508-863. Wait, what am I looking at that number for? That's what happens when you look at the computer screen. 508-996-0500. That's the number here. Not these random sequence of numbers that's on the computer in front of me, but that random sequence are commercial numbers that I've got to play right now. So we'll be right back. And welcome back in. 508-996-0500. That is the number to call in and chime in. And we also want to remind you, too, that as this is America Eve, you're probably running out and looking for something to put on the grill, right? Well, where do we want to go for that? The Butcher Shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. They've got everything you need for your 4th of July celebration. They've got all of the great meats that they cut right there for you. They can cut it exactly the way you want it. You want a nice thick steak for the grill? They can do that. You want a thin chicken breast because you're going to turn it into a sandwich? They can do that. Celebrity pork chops, giant chicken wings. They've got lobsters. They've got everything you can imagine that you'd want to throw on the grill or cook up for your party. And, of course, they've got the beer and wine cellar as well. So you can get everything you need, one-stop shopping for your Independence Day celebration. Everything but the fireworks, because, as you know, those aren't legal in Massachusetts. But it'll be like fireworks in your mouth with something delicious from the butcher shop. And since it's, you know, a birthday celebration, that's what it is. It's America's birthday. I recommend treating yourself. Get one of those tomahawk steaks like I got for Father's Day. Oh, my God. You can feed the whole family with that thing. But that's just one of the many, many great things they have at the butcher shop. Check them out. 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. I've got to take one more break here in this hour before I run out of time. I will be right back. And welcome back in. We have about a minute or so before we're going to go into the news, and then we'll take more calls on the other side. 508-996-0500, as well as App Chat and Open Line voicemails on the WBSM app. Not bad if you're listening. I tested out the Open Line voicemail. It was working for me. So as always, whenever there's an issue with the app, I recommend you just delete the app and re-download it, and that usually solves any of the bug problems. And then also make sure that your phone's permissions is set to allow the microphone to record for the app. DSY in Dartmouth says, I guess you don't agree that there is an overabundance of storage units being put up. Well, I mean, there's a lot. I agree with that. But there must be a need for them, or else these companies wouldn't be building them. So there's obviously a need for them. I don't see a lot of storage facilities that are empty. In fact, when I was looking for one, I couldn't find one that had any space. Everybody was filled up. I was fortunate enough to find a place that did eventually. But every place that I called seven or eight places. They were all filled. And then finally, one of them called me back and said they had one.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.